Canoy Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. On this episode, we've got a couple here. This episode and then next week's episode are some catch what is missed. I've been doing those as we kind of work our way through places. I might continue to do the catch what's missed after this week and next week, just for some new stuff that I tend to not, we don't catch it all. And so they might be more focused on that as the second journey around the world. It's going to be a little different, but we won't be starting that until June. To wrap it up here in May, we've got this one, which the little over the first half are going to be some Central and South American bands that I missed, got recommendations, come across, and so we're going to include them. A couple of the bands we actually played, but some of these bands actually had some newer music that I missed, and so we're going to include some of those. And then at the end, the second half is mostly bands from the – got a couple recommendations from our pal Rude Boy group in both groups of this episode. A couple of the bands a little older, I guess, on some releases, and then some of these other ones are just releases prior to 2025 that we missed, and so we're going to throw them on, round out the episode. Next week's episode is going to, at this point, be exclusively 2025 releases from January through April, as I've already done the new music stuff for those particular months, and so got those. That's what's coming next week. To round out this week, tomorrow or Friday morning, I'll be posting the Punk Rock Bowling preview of club shows. So we'll be doing that, and you'll get to check out. I mean, I'll be playing bands that I will see, a lot that I wish I had time to see, but can't be at every show, unfortunately. And so we'll be talking a little bit more about Punk Rock Bowling as I will be there next week. You know, I may do a wrap-up episode. Sometimes I do when I feel really motivated, like I got to see a whole bunch of things that maybe I wasn't expecting. And so if I do, we'll do that. Otherwise, I got a synth-punk, dark wave, post-punk episode coming next week. But I feel like I'm really covering a lot of what I planned to see. And so maybe we'll throw it on the catch what's missed if I feel like that, because I don't know that I will have a whole bunch put together for a wrap-up episode this time, but maybe, you never know, never know. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to doing that, but we're going to get into this episode. I'm going to kick this off with a couple bands that we missed out of Brazil that do some classic punk. I like the classic punk, and I thought, shit, why not? Let's do it. So two bands, both out of Sao Paulo. First, Mercenarias, a.k.a. As Mercenarius, A.S. Mercenarius. You'll see it both ways. Their social medias are both As Mercenarius. Their Facebook is As Mercenarius, O-D-I-S-S-E-I-A. I don't know what that's supposed to, the end supposed to be. But all one word, that. And on Instagram, As Mercenarius _ Oficial. They are an all-female post-punk funk band. They were active 82 to 88. We're going to play something from an 86 release. I think they've had stuff since then, and you could see it's definitely updated photos of them. I think it was on their Facebook page. I can't remember if it's Facebook or Instagram that I saw, but more updated than that time frame for sure. We're going to play something off of their Care as Armas with a question mark. Release that came out in 86, and the track that we are going to play is Me Perco. I don't know if I'm doing that right. Like I said, on all those other Brazilian episodes we did recently, Portuguese is not so great. So at least you'll know what to look for on that release. Let's get to it. We'll be right back. classic punk. Glad to come across Mercenarios and Lobotomia. That's the next band here out of Sao Paulo that we are going to play. They formed in 84, so 2 years after As Mercenarios. You can find this band at Lobotomia1984 on Facebook and at LobotomiaHC over on Instagram. Their 1987 release was a self-titled Lobotomia, and Distorcio Policial is the track. I'm sure I did a terrible job, but again, you'll be able to find it. And this album is actually on the band's Bandcamp page, Lobotomia Oficial, over on Bandcamp, so go check them out there. Let's get to it. Here goes with Lobotomia. Hardcore punk there from Lobotomia out of Brazil. Great stuff. Those were both 86 and 87, respectively, to kick that off. All of the rest of the Central and South American bands that we're going to be doing here are all much more recent, 24 or 25 releases. We do have one band, Secta from Bogota, we'll get to in a minute. That's a 2015 release. First, though, we're going to go with the band No One's Voice. We played them. They're also out of Bogota in Colombia. They've got three new singles that they put out, and I missed. Thanks to Rude Boy Groot pointed that out, and the singles are really cool, so we're going to include one of those singles now. August 11th of 2024, they put out Pero, which features Seis Nueve, and we are going to play it here in a moment. First, at No One's Voice on both Instagram and over on Facebook. So you can check them out. Out of Bogota, let's get to that track. Pero, here goes. No One's Voice. Man, that one is awesome. Glad Root Boy Groot found it, pointed that out so we could check that out. And remember, there were three new singles, so make sure you go check out the other ones. I think they came out around a similar time, back in August. A similar time. I don't know if they were all in August offhand. I forget. I was putting this together for, you know, over the period that we were doing all of these areas, such as Colombia, which we got another Colombian band, but we've got bands from Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, Chile going to be coming up, as well as a couple more from Brazil. So when we were doing all of these, I was compiling it. It's been a minute. Another recommendation from Rude Boy Groot, Secta, S-E-C-T-A, also out of Bogota. They, on July 23rd of 2015, not quite 10 years ago, but about then, they put out Nuevo Orden. And I couldn't find any social medias. You can find this on Bandcamp, but that's about all I know, that they're from Bogota. This came out in 2015. This track, I think, is Crises de Entidad. I like this track the best. There was a bunch, but this one was labeled a bit differently than the rest. So I think it is Crises de Entidad. And it may feature some other, but Suicida? I don't know where that came from in the title. Anyway, you can find it on Nuevo Orden. The title track's cool too, but there's a bunch of other cool tracks on that release. So go check it out. We're going to listen to it now. Here we go with Secta. Stuff there from Bogota. We're now going to move from Bogota to where are we at? Oh, Nicaragua. Managua, Nicaragua. And we are going to be playing the band Oxotopa. And we are going to be playing something from Rata Citadinas that came out this year, March 27th of 2025. Got a message on April 1st over on Facebook Messenger. So thank you to Ale Rivera. Find the band at Oxotopa on Facebook and Oxotopa HC Punk over on Instagram. And that's O-X-O-T-O-P-A. That's the spelling. The track that we're going to check out now, Bibiendo, is off of that release. So let's go with Oxotopa. From Nicaragua. That's got a cool sound. I'm glad that got mentioned so we can get that out there and share it together. Next up, we're going to be playing a band from Santa Ana, El Salvador. The next two bands, thank you to Necio. I want to say Necio, but it's not Necio. It's Necio. We played them. They're from Brazil. We just played them recently. And they gave me some recommendations of a band out of Santa Ana, El Salvador, which is Sentencia. And then Realidades, who are from San Jose Pinula in Guatemala. So those are going to be the next two bands, both killer hardcore bands. First, Sentencia. They are at Sentenciashc. That's where you'll find them. That's not the correct spelling of the band's name, but that's where you'll find them on Facebook and at SentenciaHXC on Instagram. And the spelling of the band, Sentencia, then the HXC at the end. February 24th of 2024, they put out a single called Rise. And we are going to do that single now. They do have other stuff. I was debating on playing something else, and I thought, you know what? Let's play the newest thing from the band. But go to their Bandcamp page. You'll be able to find more from the past. God, how many years was it? Did it go back? It went 2017, it looks like, was the first release that's on the Bandcamp page. But we're going to go to last year, 2024. Here's the track, Rise.
Like a bitch, one more round.
is some heavy hardcore bordering on metal. I love it. Sentencia, that track again was Rise. Go check them out of El Salvador. Thank you, Nacio. We're going to play the other recommendation they had. Realidades out of Guatemala. This band here put out this year, just less than a month ago. They put out a new single called Ethos. It came out April 25th or 24th of 25. There we go. And you can find them at Realidades HC on Facebook and at Realidades HC as well over on Instagram. We're going to do that single now. Again, this is another band who has other releases quite a bit dating back on their Bandcamp page, dating back to 2013. So a lot of other cool hardcore to go check out. So make sure you go do so. We are going to check out Ethos now. So here goes. Great melodic hardcore there from Realidades. Again, they're from Guatemala. Great stuff from them. Great recommendations. Next up, we are going to do the band Friendship 66. We just played Friendship 66, but I got stuff from their Bandcamp page. That is where I found them. And it was just the last episode the other day, and I realized afterwards. So that release, actually, that I played from came out October 4th of 2017. Well, it turns out they've got some brand new tracks. One that came out just last month, April 12th, which we'll play that one, Pelas Ruas. Pelas Ruas. P-E-L-A-S-R-U-A-S. If you forgot already, they're out of Brazil, and they're from Carapicuíba, Carapuí, I can't do it, Carapicuíba in Brazil. There we go. I think that's an area near Sao Paulo, if I'm not mistaken. They formed in 2010. Shout out to Rodrigo66 on Instagram. They also put out a new single, O C Lago, that came out this year, February, and they both have the same artwork, so I have to imagine that they've got a new release that's coming, and these are probably the early release singles. But I want to play one of those, as it's far newer than what I played on the last one. You can find them, again, at Friendship66Rock on Facebook and at Friendship66Oficial over on Instagram. Pelas Ruas is the track, so... let's get to that band. And again, I think this one, a little bit harder to find this track. The Osu Legado is a little bit easier to find, but I'm sure once that release comes out, and again, like I said, they had the same artwork on both, so I'm sure it's a new album coming. Anyway, Friendship 66, here goes.
Pelas ruas de São Paulo,
Friendship 66. Make sure you go check out Oso Legato as well. Next up, we did, what was that? We got another one from Brazil, one more from Chile, and then we'll wrap up the show with a few recommendations and some stuff that we missed from 2024 as well. Let's go with Los Problemas. Played them, but guess what? They've got something new, brand new track. Los Problemas. Oh, so I skipped. Sorry. It's Insubordinados first. Insubordinados. Jeez. Anyway, they formed in 2015. They have a brand new track that came out May 1st of this year, 2025, so just about 3 weeks ago. Trinta y un Días is the single that came out on May 1st. They're from Curitiba in Brazil. They are at OS Insubordinados. There we go. On both Instagram and Facebook. So OS Insubordinados. There we go. Insubordinados. Oh, man, I am struggling. Anyway, nice and easy to find on both Instagram and Facebook. So check them out. We are going to get to that brand new track from them. 31 Dias. Here we go with Insubordinados. Street punk there, Insubordinados. That was 31 Dias. Again, that came out this month, just a few weeks ago. We're going to play one more brand new track from a band out of Chile. I was just talking about Los Problemas when I was getting ahead of myself there. They just did last week, less than a week ago, on May 16th, put out a new single, Esposado al Juzgado. Hopefully I got that close. That's the single. And they actually have another single coming out this month, already scheduled. I saw that for May 30th. So if you like this, definitely get them on your radar if they weren't already, and look for that track coming out in a little over a week. It's probably next Friday, week from this Friday. This band formed in 2016. They're out of Santiago in Chile. Find them at Somos Los Problemas on Facebook, and it's the same, Somos Los Problemas on Instagram. Let's get to that single, Esposado al Juzgado. Like I said, hopefully I got that close. Cool track. I'm looking forward to the next single as well. Let's go with Los Problemas.
¡Ay! ¿Están listos para los putos problemas? We'll be right back.
good. Glad I came across that. Make sure you follow these bands. Just like with all the bands that we play, I try to give you as many ways to follow them. You can always go to their Bandcamp pages, but you can go to their social medias and follow them. Let them know that you like what they're doing, and the ones that you really like, you know how to support them. All right, we got a few to wrap up the show that did some releases. I've got a handful that were 2024 and then a couple recommendations that were both prior to 2024, and I feel they fit in here as well. So we're going to go with the band Agent 51. We played them. They had a new single come out, but and I played that on one of the new tracks episodes, but they actually put out a new EP as well back on October 20th of 24. It's a really good EP, The Age of Validation. So, you know, definitely missed that. So we're going to play a track from it here. They formed back in 1995 in Poway, California, now listed as out of San Diego. I should have looked up by now how close that is to San Diego. Might even be a suburb. I don't know. I don't know why I don't know that yet, but whatever. Anyway, Agent 51 Official on Facebook and Agent 51 Official on Instagram. Nice and easy. Check them out. This release here was their first release in 21 years. It includes 6 bonus tracks from the rest of their catalog. I say if you like Rancid, you like the band Time Again, think you're gonna like this band. This track's great. This one here is called Going for the Vault. It's off of The Age of Validation that came out back in October. So let's go with Agent 51.
Nevada Desert, 1988. I'm on a jet flight to Boone Lake. Sign these papers or we retaliate. Project, don't be late. Shot out my tires, ran off the road. Whack and hunt killers gonna hit death row. My phone's traced, my wires tapped. Got all humanity trapped. We're going for the vault. We're gonna take it all. It's time to break it out. We'll get to you somehow. We're going for the running, illegal operation, got the whistleblowers humming. Threaten my life, erase my past. We're storming the gates till they scatter like rats. We're going for the fall. We're gonna take it all. It's time to break it out. We'll get to you somehow. We're going for the
from San Diego. Great stuff there, Agent 51. Prior to that, October 23rd, so I guess 3 days after, I could have put that in a better order there. October 23rd of 2024, the band Anger Flares out of Tokyo. Yes, legendary band out of Japan. Anger Flares actually put out a new one called Always Not Dead, and it sure ain't. You can go find that release over on Joe Pogo Records. I'm sure a few others, but it's definitely found on Joe Pogo Records. The first demo was released in 99, the first album released in 2001, to give you some perspective there as how long this band's been around. Find them at Anger Flares on both Instagram and over on Facebook. When we do Japan again, I'll probably feature this album again because it's a really cool album. I dig it. I definitely would have talked about it on my best of. I don't know where it would have fit in because I just didn't bother to do that since I just discovered it in the last month or so. But it's really cool. Stick Two Fingers Up is the track that we're going to get to. Here is some newer stuff from October from Anger Flares.
Yeah. Stick to fingers up. Stick to fingers up. Stick to fingers up.
So good, Anger Flares, Stick Two Fingers Up. That's awesome. Great stuff out of Tokyo. That's such a cool sound. Make sure you check out that new release. Find it again on Joe Pogo Records. Next up, we've got the band Sharp Tongues. They just released on New Age Records, No Rescue, their mini LP. Well, they actually originally released it themselves, I think, back September 6th of 2024. You can go find that on their Bandcamp page. The way I come across it is through New Age Records, and I think it was like an April release, and that's like the end of April. It's like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And I thought I was going to end up playing it there, and then I realized, oh, it came out back in September, so it's not an April release. So we're going to include it here because it's cool. They're out of Gothenburg in Sweden. That No Rescue mini LP, I think it had 8 tracks on there. Again, if you want to go find the release, especially here in the States, New Age Records, good place to go. They formed back in 21, so 4 years now for them. They are found at Sharp Tongues HC over on Instagram. And we are going to play their track, Shadows. So new stuff, newer stuff as it came back out in September. But new stuff, if you just come across it through New Age Records, here goes. We'll be right back. Sharp Tongues. That's their track, Shadows. Go check that out. Like I said, you can go find it on New Age Records as well. Next up, we got three in a row, all recommendations from our pal Rude Boy Groot. First is Mortier out of Montreal, Quebec. Rude Boy Groot, he recommended Mortier's new release, Léonie et Nuit. I'm probably doing that terribly. And we did that for New Songs for April a couple weeks ago. That was on one of those episodes, and we featured a track from that new EP. And it is a cool EP. Also reached out to Julien of Rancourt about this release from the band La Pure du Vide, which came out January 15th of 2024. So about a year and a half ago. Not quite a year and a half, but about a year and a half ago. So we're going to feature something from that. So we did feature the band's newer music, but this really isn't that much further back, you know, about a year and 3 months. And it's a cool release too. We're going to play the track Du Front, Toutes les Tours de la Tête. And if you're curious as to what that translates to from French, I will tell you, because Google Translate tells me from the forehead all around the head. And I don't know exactly what that means, but hey, if you know French, I guess maybe you'll pay more attention to the lyrics than I will be able to. I'm trying. I know a little bit, but I don't know if I'll catch it all. Let's get to a Mortier. Great stuff from Quebec. Here goes. Cool track, Du Front, Toutes les Tours de la Tête. Great stuff from them. Make sure you go check that out. Again, they're from Montreal. Great recommendation from Root Boy Groot. So go check out that new release that just came out last month. And also from Julien of Rancourt. That was an awesome track. Next up, we got a couple other recommendations from Root Boy Groot. Both bands are out of Germany. At least one, I believe, is out of Germany. The first, Manv. M-A-N-V. M-A-N-V. They're out of Dresden. They put out their demo June 30th of 2023. We're going to play the track Verblüffung. Verblüffung. Hopefully I got that close. German's worse than French, which... and German's probably worse than Portuguese, because at least Portuguese is somewhat similar to Spanish, and Spanish falls behind French, probably pretty close both, but definitely a lot of room for improvement on all. Anyway, MANV, great stuff here. It's a demo, and we're going to play something off of that demo. Now here's Verblüffung. MANV, they're out of Dresden. Like I said, that's the only release. It came out in 23. Cool recommendation. I hope that they end up doing some more stuff. The next recommendation, and brings us to the second to last track of the show, Oi Konvoi, all one word, O-I-K-O-N-V-O-I. I really have a whole lot more other than don't feel bad about things you don't understand. That is where you'll find them over on Bandcamp. I couldn't find any other social medias, only based on the title of some of the tracks on this release. Join the Konvoi CS. I don't even know what CS is for. Cuba Salamis, maybe? Is that what that's saying on the cover there? But the track titles, and even in the description of the band, I didn't see anything, the description of the release, rather, other than they're comparable to Troopers of Hammerhead, which I don't even know who that is. I guess I'll have to look them up. But it just says to me that this is probably German. The other description looks like it was in German. The label is out of Germany. Cuba's Salami's Collection of Music and Knowledge. Cuba's, K-U-B-A. Find it there. There's some cool releases, I'm sure, on there. I need to check out more from there. All the other social medias and stuff are related to the Cuba's Salamis. So we're going to play Oi Konvoi. Great recommendation from Rude Boy Groot. The track is called Arbeiterklasse. Hopefully I got that close. It came out December 13th of 2020. So let's do it. Here's that track, or here's the release, and here's that track. Let's go. Convoy, Arbeiter Klasse. Go check out Join the Convoy. Good stuff. Great recommendations from Rude Boy Groot. Got a few more on the next Catch What's Missed episode as well. And so I'm excited to play those next week. We are going to wrap this show up with The Bad English. This release actually came out in 2015. They just released No Passing Trend, or re-released it back on Spotify. You can find it on iTunes. I didn't see it on Bandcamp yet, but it is available, more accessible now than it was. And that's as of like May 9th. And it's such a killer album. And so I definitely wanted to feature it here. It'll probably be a minute before we get back to Denver. And they're just awesome. So make sure you go check out The Passing Trend. You can find releases from them also on Joe Pogo Records. We were just talking about them when we were talking about Anger Flares. But you can find them there as well. I think they're going to be playing some shows in Southern California here before too long, either at the end of this month or end of next month. I forget. I'd have to look that up. But you can go look them up at The Bad English on both Instagram and over on Facebook and know for yourself. 2015 is when No Passing Trend came out. I'll probably feature it as well here before too long for the same reasons I'm doing it here. It's a great album, and it's now accessible again over on SLC Punkcast here in the coming weeks. Today we're going to play the track Pogo Power, so let's do it. Here goes.
Oh yeah!
English, man. That is a killer album. Make sure you go check it out. They've got a newer album, too, that just came out in 2021, I guess, newer. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they were working on something else, maybe something else coming. I forget, but if you go check out those social medias I gave you, you'll find out for yourself. Thank you for tuning in. Like I said, tomorrow or by Friday morning, I'll do a little feature of the club shows, pool shows and such at Punk Rock Bowling. Looking forward to that. And until the next one, I guess, you know, next week, if you have anything that you think we missed, new stuff anyway, between January and April, let me know. We'll get that included on there. If you're going to be at Punk Rock Bowling this weekend, let me know. Let's meet up. I'll be there Friday afternoon through Tuesday noonish. So let me know. And otherwise, we'll catch you on the next one.